Welcome to A Course in Business Miracles. This is Heather Dominick, creator of businessmiracles.com and founder and leader of the Highly Sensitive Entrepreneur Movement. Join me today for some genuine practical assistance and a business-altering and life-changing experience. A business miracle. This is A Course in Business Miracles, episode number 6, Commitment. Listen in to unleash this energy within you and watch the business miracles that happen as a result.
To start us off for this theme of commitment, I would like to share a story with you. So by now, you probably know a little bit about my story and a dark place that I was in my business about 3 years ago. And I'll share more with you as we go through this series about that time. But for today, I'd like to talk to you about one moment during that time period, a way that I put in place to try to help me and support me out of that dark space, that dark place. And that was a very intimate retreat that I had with 25 other people that was being led by Marianne Williamson and Robert Thurman, way up in the depths of the mountains, of the Catskill Mountains in New York State. And as you probably also know by now, I am very keen on setting intentions. So I had set my intentions for that retreat. And I arrived for the opening evening, and to my dismay, neither Marianne or Robert asked for our intentions. But they gave a beautiful introduction, and then Marianne did end that first evening by saying, "Tomorrow morning, I'd like to hear from you." So I had a very restless sleep, and I knew I could just feel that something very big was about to happen for myself. I knew that I was about to face another level and layer of my own opening, my own growth, and my own transformation. So the following morning, I was sitting with the 24 other people who are part of this retreat in a beautiful space, hardwood floors, windows all around, looking out into the greenery in the forest of the Catskill Mountains. And Marianne began the morning, and she said, "I would like to hear from you. What is it that's brought you here?" And though my heart was beating a mile a minute, I was practically sweating. There was something bigger than me that just took my hand and put it right up into the air. I was sitting on a meditation cushion on the floor. She came over and she stood right in front of me and she said, "Tell me your story. Why are you here?" And I said to her, I said, "I've been studying A Course in Miracles for almost 25 years now. And since the loss of my mother when I was 14 years old, I believe in this work. I teach this work. It's a part of everything that I do. And yet," and I just looked her in the eyes and I said, "there's still this part of me, this very, very tiny part." And I put my thumb, my forefinger together to just make like this little round circle. And I put it just underneath my heart, this little tiny part of me, this hole that just doesn't believe in truth that Jesus is actually there for me. And obviously you can hear still to this day, that moment just makes me feel so emotional. And she looked at me, she looked me in the eyes, and she said, "So I hear that you've been studying the Course, and I hear that it's a part of your work." She said, "Are you studying the Course every single day?" And I said, "Yes, yes, I am." She said, "Every day." And I had my journal in my lap, and I opened it, and I showed her my notes. And she said, "How do you work with this?" And I said, "Well, I'll just open the book and something will stand out to me and I'll read it and write it down and I'm working through the lessons." And she nodded her head. She looked at me and she said, "Page one." And right in that moment, I got it. I understood what she was saying. And she went on to explain, You know, so often we're so ensconced in what we believe is true deep study, and really we're just skirting around the edges. So from that day, I dedicated myself to starting at page one. And every single day, without a day missed, there's some diving into the depths of the course. And some days it's one sentence, some days it's three pages. So I share this with you for two primary reasons. One, to just share with you what's brought me here to this moment, to be connected with you, and to be guiding and hosting our business miracle journey together. And then also to share with you a demonstration of commitment. According to A Course in Miracles, the act of substitution, which is what I was doing, I was sort of studying the course, but not really, sort of skirting around it. The act of substitution leads to fragmentation, and fragmentation leads to exclusion. And exclusion means we miss out on opportunities. We miss out on real, deep growth and transformation. And ultimately, we experience a lack of peace. And fear is a driving force of this fragmentation. Fear is both a fragmented and a fragmenting energy. And also, when we substitute, we, again, exclude and believe that things need to be kept separate in our lives, such as your spiritual self kept separate from your business self. But the truth is that they are one in the same. Separation is illusion. And according to A Course in Miracles, nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. And herein lies the peace of God. So it's not one or the other. Either I'm spiritual or I'm prosperous. It's both and. So to share with you just a brief history of A Course in Miracles to support you in receiving everything that you came here to receive from the series. So first of all, everything that's in The Course in Miracles, which is a three-volume book, is channeled material. And I'm sure that many of us who are part of this discovery series, perhaps even yourself, that you have the experience. You are also a channel. And for those of you who don't think that you are, you probably are, and you just don't realize it. So this material was channeled through a woman whose name was Helen Schuckman, and the material was channeled and documented from the years of 1965 to 1972. And Helen worked very closely with a man by the name of Bill Thetford to support her in the documentation of this channeling. They were both medical psychologists at Columbia University in New York City, where I live. Helen was the most unlikely person to receive this material. First of all, the channeled entity introduced itself as Jesus, and Helen was Jewish. Helen was also a very practical-minded woman. She was a researcher. But this material came through after being in much discord with her research partner, Bill. And Bill had said, in a moment of real high tension between the two of them, there must be a better way. And just a few months later, the course began to come through. The very beginning, the very first words that Helen heard and scribed were, "This is A Course in Miracles. Please take note." So for the purpose of the course, there is some terminology that I'll be using. Feel free to translate any of the language that doesn't speak to you into something that does speak to you. It's not about the words, it's about the concept. So first of all, the course refers to that higher entity as God. The course refers to Jesus as a recognition and a symbol of the ability for a person in human form to walk around being connected to and guided by this greater force. And the course refers to Holy Spirit. And according to the Course, Holy Spirit is that part within our mind, our ability within our mind to connect to that higher entity. It is our mindset. It is our thought. And then there is the ego mind. And according to the Course, the ego mind is simply the fear-based mind. Again, do not feel any awkwardness in changing out or translating any language. And do not feel awkwardness of disconnecting from this series if it truly doesn't speak to you. However, I do encourage you to take this opportunity to change a habit, to support yourself in creating a new connection and commitment to that which you are desiring to experience in your business and then therefore your life. So what are you currently committing to? Well, believe it or not, that answer is quite easy. Look around you and then look in you. Look at your current environment. That is the outward, the external experience that you have committed to. And then look within you to see how you feel. That is the internal experience that you are committing to. I remember early on, over 20 years ago, the first time that I heard Wayne Dyer speak at a Unity church, and he told this story about an orange. He asked the audience, when you squeeze an orange, what comes out? And the whole audience, we all chimed, orange juice. And he said, that's right, because that's what's inside. Meaning that when you are squeezed, when you are put upon to transform, how you feel as a result is what is inside. Now, your business and being in business for yourself, whether you're thinking about it, whether you just started, whether you've been in business for years, that is a major squeeze. One of the things that I say all the time is that if you want to fast track to personal growth, start a business, because all of your SHIT is going to come right up and it's going to be right in your face. How you react and how you respond is the key. What's the good news about this is that you have the ability to change what is inside in every single moment of every single day. We are all here in our own ways to contribute to a changing in the world, a change that the world is crying out for. When you change your mind about the world, then the world changes. The thing is that only minds can join. So all you need to do is to think a thought, and that is the beginning ripple effect to creating everything that you desire, everything you desire to experience. If you want to change your life, change your mind about your life. If you want to change your business, change your mind about your business. Commitment in one area impacts commitment in all areas. According to A Course in Miracles, the only truth is peace. And I want you to write that down. The only truth is peace. Separation is not real. The way to this peace is the path of love. So you start with this series. This is your practice. This is your practice of commitment. And as you commit here, then that energy of commitment ripples out into all areas of your business and of your life. And now here's the thing. The ego mind will try to take you out. It will try to come up with what I refer to as unreasonable reasons, that you can't attend the call live, that you have to miss it for this, that, and the other reason. Remember, substitution is fragmentation, and fragmentation is exclusion, and exclusion is not commitment. And substitution is the strongest defense that the ego mind has for separation. So again, just practice 21 days. you can do anything for 21 minutes for 21 days. You can do this. And then just watch what happens. I remember when I was transitioning from my first business as a nutrition and wellness coach into the business of what is now A Course in Business Miracles. And I was so confused. I was back and forth all the time. I mean, truly every sign was leading in the direction that this was where I was meant to go. But I kept going back and forth and hemming and hawing and creating such havoc and chaos and stress for myself. And at that time, a mentor asked me such a keen question. She said, "Heather, what is your commitment to confusion?" And that question stopped me in my tracks. First of all, I had never considered the idea that I was being committed to confusion. How interesting. What's that about? I used to believe that my emotions, my energy was happening to me. So my commitment to confusion, And what I came up with was absolutely profound. I realized that my mother, when she passed away, she was 35 years old, and she was very confused about her career. And so I realized that my commitment to confusion was this twisted way that my ego mind had come up with to have me feel connected to her. And in that moment, I realized that I did not need the confusion in order to still be connected to my mother. And with that, there was a shift. There was a shift in perception. My commitment to confusion was released. And everything that was born after had a chance to happen and occur, including this moment right here, you and I connected now. And that, my friend, was a miracle. So share your miracles. Nothing is too small, nothing's too silly, nothing's too large or unwieldy. Be writing them down in the journal that you started to capture your experience of the series. However, as you are witnessed, then your miracle grows and accelerates, and especially in the beautiful, safe, sacred environment that has already been created by the miracle that is the series. The truth is that we are not meant to work in isolation. And as you share, literally your sharing creates miracles for others and allows miracles for others to grow and accelerate. Because again, we are not meant to work in isolation. All right. Awesome. Let's all take a deep breath in and let it out. And just bring your hand to your heart and just tap 3 times. Beautiful. And really just allow everything you've received from today's daily dose of commitment to enter into your mind, your heart, and every cell of your being so that the ideas, insights, and inspiration from today's training call will just naturally ripple out into positive impacts in your business and life. And as you go throughout your business day today, remember, just pause, breathe, connect into the energy of today's daily dose, and when faced with a challenge, ask yourself, how can I see this differently? And I recommend that you write that down. How can I see this differently? And absolutely, please feel free to continue to share this series with family, friends, and colleagues. What you give out comes back tenfold. And I really, truly believe that the more businesses being managed by miracles, we have the opportunity to truly change the world for the better.
Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this episode of A Course in Business Miracles. If you're ready to learn how to use your highly sensitive abilities to support you in being purposeful, profitable, and empowered rather than scattered, poor, and undervalued, take my free self-quiz to find out if you are indeed a highly sensitive entrepreneur. And if you are, along with your quiz results, you'll receive my free HSE success guide, which will teach you how to have your highly sensitive abilities working for you to create the results you desire in your business. Take the quiz and receive your free success guide now at www.hsequiz.com.